SportsTalkBroadcast.com. Scores. SCORES. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Walpock in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good afternoon, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are at Van Wert Lincoln View today for this matinee tilt girls action. Minster on the road against the Lancers of Van Wert Lincoln View. Minster coming in 11-0, the defending state champs in D4. Are riding a big win streak. In fact, Chuck, going all the way back to late season last year, it is now in excess of 20 that Minster has won without a loss. Head coach Mike Wiss has done a splendid job. He's in his third year as the head basketball coach, and more than two decades coaching other sports, including high school baseball, at which he's won three state titles at Minster.
I was going to say he was kind of successful there, too.
Oh, yeah. Minster's had a splendid season so far. The schedule's been a bit soft. It ramps up in a hurry over the next few weeks. Lincoln View is 3-6 on the year, plays in the Northwest Conference against the likes of Delphus Jefferson, Ada, Convoy Crestview, and Paulding. Minster fresh off a resounding triumph on Thursday against Fort Recovery, 54-24. Had its toughest game back on December 28th against Bellevue, a 61-47 Minster triumph. That was in the Lima Bath Holiday Tournament. Minster has defeated four Division IIs, a Division III. Obviously, the D2s not real potent. Valley View Week 1, a game we covered Thanksgiving weekend in the Journey to the Tourney at Lakota West in Westchester. Minster won that 49-30, that game, and the 14-point victory against Bellevue, the two toughest contests for Minster to date. Wildcats have not been seriously tested Should not be a strong test from Lincoln View here today. Nonetheless, Lincoln View is coming off a victory on Thursday night, and it's a club which doesn't turn it over very much. In contrast, Minster turns its opponents over 25 times per game.
Yeah, they got 252 turnovers in 10 games going into the Fort Recovery game, but Minster is just a well-rounded basketball team. They're incredibly well-coached. They've got three good scorers in Ivy Wolf at 13-2, Courtney Pringer at 10-8, and Janae Hoying at 8-4. But they've got a bunch of kids out there that can just flat-out play, and I can't wait to start seeing them when they have to really put out to get the wins that they're going to win later down the road.
Minster this year, a better three-point shooting club than a season ago. Ivy Wolf, 43% behind the arc. Janae Hoying, 39% behind the arc. Courtney Pringer is shooting 55% overall, averaging nearly 7 rebounds per game. When you look at the two Wolves, Ivy and Damaris and Janae Hoying, those three young ladies, Chuck, have combined for only 30 turnovers on the entire season through 11 contests. That's less than one per game for each of those girls handling the basketball.
Yeah, that's a two-headed monster, too, because they take care of the ball extremely well, and they defend you extremely well. They are good on-ball defenders, and that's why they turn teams over so much, and that is what fuels Minster's offense. When they get into a half-court situation, now they got Courtney Pringer at 6'2 down there to be able to run your offense through her. So they're going to want to turn them, going to go try to get some easy baskets and get a lot of kids some playing time today.
Another number on the Minster stat line which impresses us is free throw shooting, nearly 72%. Yeah. That is superb.
That is outstanding. And, I mean, that's a staple of what Minster's been the last few years. They get a lead on you, and then they play tough defense. And when you have to foul them, they make them, so they make you pay.
Van Wert Lincoln View has Dan Williamson as the mentor of the program, ninth year as head coach, graduate of Wilmington College. It's a younger team than a season ago, only two returning players who performed considerable minutes last season are back this year. Five pretty good seniors one season ago for Coach Williamson, a 12-13 club in 2017-18. This year's team, 3-6, did defeat Ridgemont on Thursday night. Last year, lost to Ottoville in the district semis, the team that Minster beat in the state championship game one season ago. Earlier this campaign, Lincoln View played Ottoville, lost by 14. That was back game two. Ottoville not as strong as the Big Green were a season ago. Minster will catch Ottoville later on during this year on February 4th at Ottoville. As I noted several minutes ago, Minster's schedule, light, up to date. It gets tougher real fast. At Coldwater next Thursday, at Fort Loramie next Saturday, 1 week from today. Then on January 17th, home with Marion Local. January 19th, in the Flying to the Hoop, a game against a good D2 Dayton Carroll club. At New Bremen on the 24th of January, home with Anna and Versailles, respectively, on the 26th and 31st. At Ottoville, as I noted, on February 4th. And then closing out the campaign, New Knoxville home, St. Henry away. I think Minster, by the end of the regular season, Chuck, will be tournament ready.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, they didn't set their schedule up this way because a lot of it's league. But to play your best teams down the road, that does get you ready for games because you're going to be in some tight games. You don't want to have your first tight game in a district final.
Right.
You want to see some earlier in the season.
Courtney Pringer in the post for this Minster Wildcats club. Registered point number 1,000 for her here at Minster in the victory on Thursday night over Fort Recovery. She is dynamic in the middle. She's really perfected that turnaround jump shot. Doesn't have the depth behind her that she had a year ago. If she does get in foul trouble, Minster goes less tall than the Wildcats were back in 2017-18.
Right, yeah. This is her 15th year here, seems like. So she's, but, you know, she does a pretty good job of staying out of foul trouble. She's a good shot blocker. You know, she has to pick her moments, but you're right. They had a little more depth last year than they have this year.
Yeah.
Inside, I think outside, they're probably still just as strong.
Yes. Of course, Janae Hoying, the freshman a year ago, sophomore this season, emerged about two-thirds, three-fourths of the way through the regular season last year, and she really sparkled down the stretch and in the tournament as well. This Minster club has been boosted by some very good scoring right down the line. A case in point, this past Thursday night, four threes from Ivy Wolf. She pumped in 21 versus Fort Recovery. Earlier this year against Rushi, 18 points from her, four threes for Ivy. Courtney Pringer had 16 earlier on this year in a big win over Lima Bath. Courtney Pringer also drained the nets for 18, as did Damaris Wolf in that big win over D2 Bellevue at Lima Bath. Damaris Wolf had four threes in that contest. Ivy Wolf, 17. Courtney Pringer, 16 against Delphi St. John's. Minster's got four players, including Janae Hoying and the previous three I mentioned, Damaris, Ivy, and Courtney Pringer, who can drain the nets, Chuck, on any night for nearly 20.
Well, and that's what makes them such a good basketball team, is you can't key on just one person. They play good defense perimeter-wise. They're as good as there is around. That's why next week I am really looking forward to that Fort Loramie game, because I think that's going to be a war.
Yep, 1 week from today, 2:30 tip, webcast time 2:10, Minster at Fort Loramie. We've got starting lineups and the opening tip in a moment. It's Minster on the road, girls basketball, here on this Saturday afternoon versus Van Wert Lincoln View on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And Rushi, thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., 8 growing divisions. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Well, they've turned down the lights here at Van Wert Lincoln View. Real difficult for me to see our page of starting lineups. But to Van Wert Lincoln View, a young club this year. And it's a team that's got to start fast, Chuck. Very interesting statistic, easy for me to say. Minster is giving up only 5 points a game in the first quarter all year long. This Van Wert team had better be careful. The Wildcats could blow them out right away.
It could be over right after the tip. That's a fact. I'm looking at this. If you can tell, they've really dominated teams because their quarter scoring has been usually it gets a little bit less, especially if you start out strong.
Right.
Theirs just stays pretty common the whole way across.
Yeah, Wildcats are averaging about 18 points per second quarter each game this season. And obviously Minster with a huge winning margin of better than 30 points per game on the year, scoring 60, allowing only 28. Starting lineups for the visiting Minster Wildcats, attired in the road black, orange numerals outlined in white. Ivy Wolf starts out front, 5'8 sophomore, 13 points a game. Janae Hoing joins her, a 5'4 sophomore, 8.5 a game. Jessica Falk, who can be a dynamite contributor, a very good player. Saw her perform quite well in the journey to the tourney in Minster's initial game of the year. Jessica, 5'8 senior, 5 points a game. Damaris Wolf at a wing, a 5'9 senior at 9 a game. And Courtney Pringer, 6'2 senior, averaging 11 a game. She is at the post. Minster has won the opening tap to start. Inside post player Jordan Decker, 5'8 junior, good player for Lincoln View. She is averaging 10 a game. She's the top rebounder on the team. Right away, Janae Hoing launches a three, a high archer from the left flank, short for Minster. Rebound down to Lincoln View. Lana Carey at a guard, a 5'5 junior. Adia Welch at a guard, a 5'6 senior. Sierra Adams at a power forward, a junior, 5'10. And Lakin Brandt, a 5'6 senior guard. Lincoln View drives baseline left. Knocked away by Minster, touched last by the Lancers, and Minster brings it down the floor. No score. We played the first 50 seconds. Ivy Wolf's got it outside the arc on the right. Gives it up on the plate to Damaris. Damaris Wolf near side to Ivy. Ivy on the bounce. Straight away, three-point shot. Damaris Wolf, it kicks off the heel. Long rebound. Down to Lakin Brandt for Lincoln View. She feeds to a teammate. It's caught low on the right by Jordan Decker. Little shot fake, up and good. And then Minster counters. Oh, a 60-foot throw down the floor. It's Pringer on the receiving end for a bucket.
Boy, 6'2", and she is so smooth. A catch and layup.
We are tied up at 2. 6:40 left, opening period. Dribbling right corner. It is Lincoln View. Lakin Brandt's got the ball deflected out by Minster. Lancers in the home white, purple numerals outlined in gold. As I noted, the road black for the Minster Wildcats. Here's Lana Carey dribbling to the lane. Pitches left side to Decker. Jump shot, 16-footer short. Rebound Minster running hard. 3-on-2 break. Look at the Wildcats go. Blazing a trail down the floor for Minster. And scoring on the dead run was Jessica Falk.
That was nice because she had a lot of pressure on her and still just laid it in.
Minster with two track meet-like field goals here at the start of this game. We played 2 minutes. Lincoln View with the ball. Lana Carey goes baseline right. She stumbles a little bit. Good defense by Hoing, and Carey bobbled it out of bounds. 4-2, Minster in the lead. Backcourt with the basketball is Ivy Wolf up over the timeline. Lobbing high post to Pringer, 18 feet away. Her pass touched by a Lincoln View defender. Damaris Wolf finds it. Going to Pringer baseline right. On the arc to the three-point shooter, Ivy Wolf. She left it short. Rebound down to Lincoln View. Adia Welch, 5'6 guard. Gives it up 30 feet away to teammate Lakin Brandt. Brandt on the bounce. Checked tightly by Ivy Wolf. Brandt dribbles down into the corner. Good defense applied on the play by Minster's Jessica Falk, who gets a fist on the ball and drives it out of bounds. 5:31 to go, opening quarter. Minster 4, Lincoln View 2. Lancers with the ball. Welch on the arc. Ball flipped near side to Lana Carey. Into Sierra Adams in the post. She tries to position herself against Courtney Pringer, who looked pretty steady, but she's ruled to have committed a blocking foul.
Well, she blocked it up high easily. He said she bumped her down low. I honestly didn't see it, but they didn't ask me.
It's usually not called that way. Free throw, good by Sierra Adams, 4-3 Minster. And you make a clean block up on top and don't leave your feet and go into the body clearly against the offensive player. Any foul call is ordinarily ignored. Both foul shots up and in. Nice free throws by Adams. Each one was swished. We're tied at 4. 30 feet away on the left, it's Falk for Minster. Out back to the three-point shooter, Janae Hoing, and she lights it up. All cord. She rolled a triple right down through the ropes. Janae Hoing on target, 7-4 Minster, which deals in backcourt. Taken away by Pringer. Hand off to Hoing. Two more. Janae Hoing right there to receive it from Courtney, whose height intercepted the pass.
What an unselfish play, too, by Pringer, because she could have laid that in just as easily.
Oh, yeah, she could have dunked it. Here is pressure by Minster. Three black shirts in backcourt, nearly take it away. Lincoln View does bring it down eventually. 9-4 Minster, 4:38 left in the first. Running through the lane, lofting one up, goes Adia Welch. It caromed off the rim. Rebound Hoing down the floor to Pringer. Might have gotten away with a walk. No call. Lost the ball anyway. And here's Lincoln View with it. Adia Welch up over the timeline. Lobs, foul stripe, back to the basket. It's Lana Carey. Down low on the right to Jordan Decker. She leans into the defender and draws a two-shot foul.
That was a good call. She did a nice job of drawing the shot, or drawing the foul and getting the shot up.
4:15 to go first quarter, 9-4 in favor of Minster. Free throw by Decker, a little lengthy. JV game, a two-quarter affair. As a result, an early tip for the varsity game. Here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Second free throw by Decker, lands on the flange.
I don't know how it went in.
It sits there for an instant, and it falls through. 9-5, Minster by 4. Deep right corner, Pringer. Pringer lofts it out back to Damaris Wolf. Damaris on the dribble, left hand. Weaves it to Ivy. Straight away, Pringer. Pringer wants to take it to the basket against Decker, stops her drive, hands it to Hoing. Cross court right wing, a leaner, Damaris. She stretched out the shot. No, it was Falk. Reach in foul against Lincoln View. Falk shoots two for Minster.
I missed it too. I thought it was Wolf.
22, not 32. 3:48 left opening quarter. Free throws, Jessica Falk for Minster. First on the way, yes. As we noted in the pregame, this club shoots free throws at a 72% clip. And that's rare in boys or girls high school basketball.
And will win you a lot of games.
Second free throw here by Jessica. Three dribbles on the way. It hits the rim, ricochets into the left corner. It's tracked down by Annie Mendenhall, a sub in off the bench for Lincoln View, a 5'7 sophomore. She's a 7-for-19 three-point shooter on the year, one of the top two rebounders on this club. Minster scraps the ball away from the Lincoln View player in the corner of the floor, out of bounds. Lincoln View throws it in from beneath the rim, picked off on the play by Ivy Wolf. Little shake-and-bake move in the lane, follow-away shot off the back iron. Rebound Pringer short. Low on the left, Damaris Wolf overshoots, and the Lancers have got the rebound. 10-5 Minster. We played 4.5 minutes. Brianna Ebel in the game now, 5'7 sophomore. She's 12-for-32 behind the arc on the year. A 71% foul shooter is Ebel. She's got the ball high right. Gives it up on the play to Annie Mendenhall. Mendenhall left-hand dribble against Hoing. Wants to drive, can't. Feeds into the post. Good maneuver by Lakin Brandt. Got it. Five-footer right in front. 8 points a game score. Brandt notches a deuce, 10-7, Minster by 3.
Well, you can tell this is a well-coached basketball team. They're doing a lot of things right.
Yep. Dan Williamson, year number 9 here at Lincoln View, does a very good job, as, of course, does Mike Wiss, state championship a year ago here at Minster. Excellent coaches, Mike. 3 state titles in baseball. Long three-pointer by Minster, touched by Lincoln View on its way out of bounds. And Minster will throw in below the rim. Couple of changes. Courtney Ernst in the game now, 5'7 senior, 3 points a game. Damaris checks off the floor. Also in, Danielle Barhorst, 5'9 senior. 3-point lead Minster, ball thrown to Pringer in the post. She goes opposite left corner to the 3-point shooter. A long one fired up there by Ernst. It hits the back iron, goes way up in the air. Rebound cradled by Ebel of Lincoln View, which is down three, just over two to play opening quarter. It's Lana Carey in the left corner. Goes to Lakin Brandt. Out high to Mendenhall. Foul line. Dribble drive down the pike all the way to the rim. Left it short, no good. Rebound. Mendenhall falls to the floor. Hit her knee hard. And she's in a little bit of agony. Actually, it's Jordan Decker who is down in the foul lane to our right. We've had a momentary delay. 2:01 left here in the opening quarter. It will be Minster's ball when play resumes. Wildcats lead 10-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between. It's a great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, back here at Van Wert Lincoln View. Minster leads Lincoln View 10-7. 2 minutes left here in the opening quarter. Lincoln View probably will not have the services of Jordan Decker for much of the rest of the day. A few minutes ago, she went down hard. Looked like her left knee, Chuck.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
And she's on the bench as Minster powers on offense. Down inside to Pringer. Missed it. No good. Got it back. No. Barhorst missed it. Pringer, yes. Four times. That's what it took. Minster's lead is 5-12-7. And head coach Dan Williamson for the Lancers gets a timeout. The player he lost, a cog for this Lancers team this year, Jordan Decker, 10.5 points a game. One of the top two rebounders, a 5'8 junior. She went down injured just a few minutes ago. Timeout now by Lincoln View, giving us an opportunity to tell you that we are on the web online here thanks to Barker Insurance, one of our anchor underwriting sponsors. For multiple years now, Barker Insurance, the number one most valued agency in the West Central Ohio area. At 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney, Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, you're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857, 492-1857. 10 players in backcourt. Minster pressing. Lincoln views Feeble, dribbles up the right side, passes to Mendenhall. Touched by Minster, goes out of bounds right here at the scorer's table. We're on about the 40-yard line, just a few steps to the right of midcourt on the floor at the near end of the Minster bench. Very nice gym here at Van Wert Lincoln View, located southeast of town.
In the middle of nowhere.
on Middle Point Road.
It is after you find it.
There's a bad pass by Lincoln View, far left side of the floor, up into the second row. Minster brings it down the court, leading by 5, a minute 20 to go, opening period. 12-7 Wildcats. 30 feet away on the left, Minster handles the basketball. It is Courtney Ernst. Out high, it goes to Ivy Wolf. Thought about the pick and roll with Pringer, stumbled. Could have been called for a walk. No decision by the official. Oh, look at that drive. Shaking free, Ernst down the lane. Missed it, no good. Got the rebound back, though, did Minster. Ball thrown to the right flank. Open is Carly Richard, a 5'7 senior, is checked in. She left it short. The ball kicked right back to her. Now to Ivy. Ivy spin move, baseline left.
Wow.
Up and under. Oh, was that pretty. Beautifully done, Ivy Wolf. 14-7, Minster. Wildcats not shooting it real well. Two or three possessions. Several shots on each of those. Nonetheless, 7-point lead, Minster. 25 seconds left, opening period. Foul line extended left. Ball passed to Lakin Brandt. She weaves to Annie Mendenhall. Jumper from 16. Grazes the iron. Rebound Minster. 13 seconds left, opening quarter. Long pass. Baseline right to Richard. On top to Ivy. Now to Barhorst. 4-3. Coming out to catch and shoot the three ball is Springer. It banged around, no good. Rebound Richard. Left it short from right in front. First quarter closes. Again, Minster shooting it poorly, but leading 14-7 because the Wildcats are thoroughly dominating the offensive glass. 7-point lead, Minster after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. We start the second quarter of play. Minster gets it inside. Ball bounced, baseline left to Barhorst. 10-footer short. Rebound is tagged out of bounds by Lincoln View. Playmaker below the rim, Damaris Wolf for Minster. Lobbing into the paint to the driver, Courtney Ernst, all the way to the basket, and she tossed it in on the dead run. 16-7, Minster by 9. Half minute gone, second quarter. Lincoln View in backcourt. It is Lakin Brandt. Gave it up, got it back. Bounce pass, baseline right to Sammy Sellers. 5'8 sophomore post player is in. He tried to weave it below the backboard. Minster got a piece of it out of bounds. Baseline left of the basket. Inbounding for Lincoln View is Brandt. Minster zoning right below the basket. Ball entered into the lane area to Sellers. Tug of war for the ball. Foul, Minster. 7:20 left in the first half of this game. 16-7. Minster on top by 9. Inbounding left of the basket is Brandt. She throws it out top of the circle. It sails over the timeline. Tracing it down is Lana Carey in backcourt. on a weave. It goes on the play to Brandt. She tries to post up carry down inside. A good additional pass into the paint area to Lakin Brandt for the 8-footer. Good.
Carry through a nice pass. I don't know how she found her.
16-9, Mistrava 7. Wildcats Hurley down the floor. Baseline right. Here's a leaner by Minster. Pumped up there by Damaris, a little shy of the mark. Rebounded by Lincolnview. Minster doesn't get back. Long throw to Welch. Driving layup. Got it. Four straight by Lincolnview, which is within five. Minster's got the ball. Janae Hoing. Dribble drive. Left side of the lane. Got it. What a play by Hoing.
Boy, she got bumped and still put it in.
Oh, my goodness. That was like Ivy's shot earlier in the first quarter. Dipsy do by Janae. She let that one go from down around her knees, motoring hard toward the hoop. Dribble drive, Lincolnview. It's Ebel. Paint area below the basket. Damaris Wolf stifles her defensively and taps the ball out of bounds.
That should have been a held ball. If it wasn't a held ball, it should have been Minster's ball because the ball went off of the Lincolnview player.
Yep, that's what I saw, Chuck. Inbounding, baseline right. Brandt throws into a teammate, right back to Brandt. And it's smacked out of bounds by Ivy Wolf of Minster. 6:11 to go, second quarter. It is 18-11, Minster in the lead. Inbounding, Brandt looking, goes into the left corner to Sellers. Sellers dribbles, weaves it to a teammate. That's Lana Carey, who explodes into the lane. Knocked away by Minster. Lincolnview got an arm on it. Out of bounds to Minster. Wildcats have Ivy Wolf on the floor at the moment, along with Falk. Right side pass, 30 feet away, goes to Janae Horn. Oh, she's got an avenue down the lane. Left-handed shot on the run. It's in, and she's fouled. Count it, plus one.
This was a kid that was a straight three-point shooter last year as a freshman. Boy, does she have some moves around the basket now.
And what I like, Chuck, is she can shoot it on the way to the hoop with either hand, right or left.
Yeah.
That one, she scored with the left.
Yep, she scored the other one. That scoop shot she scored was with the left hand, too.
Uh-huh. And she converts on the three-point play chance, and it's 21-11 in favor of Minster, which causes a turnover at midcourt, a bad pass by the Lancers.
I think she threw it at us.
5:45 left to go, second quarter, 21-11 in favor of Minster. Wildcats have reeled off six straight. Ball lob, deep right corner, intended for Damaris, and getting a mitt on it and punching it out of bounds for Lincolnview is Lana Carey. In the right corner of the floor on the baseline, though, Minster will inbound. Damaris has the honors. Damaris looking for Ivy on the arc. She catches. Coming out to get it on the play is Falk. Falk gave it up, got it back. Jessica pivots into the lane, goes to Pringer, and Pringer catches an elbow in the cheek. Foul, common, against Lincolnview. Three on each club. Six fouls total in the game thus far. Minster inbounding, left of the basket on the baseline. It goes to Ivy Wolf. She's in the short corner now, 15 feet away. Almost pried free, but Lincolnview. Minster still has it. Hand off to Pringer. Right side, it goes to Hoing. 27-footer by Ivy Wolf, a little short. Rebound collected by Lincolnview's Carey. Nice play by her. 5 minutes left, first half. 10-point lead, Minster. On the arc, Mendenhall. Sends it cross-court for a teammate, and it was intended on the play for Adia Welch. Went behind her, out of bounds. Time out, Lincolnview. 5 to play, second quarter. Minster up 21-11. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Here we go back to action at Van Wert Lincoln View High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 4:50 remaining until halftime. Minster's got the ball to her left. Janae Hoing on the arc. Two steps behind the three-point line. Misfires. A bit short. Rebound down to Lincoln View. Here's Annie Mendenhall being crowded and fouled in backcourt. It goes against Springer, 60 feet from the basket.
That's her second.
And that's the one thorn in the side of the Wildcats that could cause them trouble in games the rest of the way this year. Springer needs to log minutes, stay on the floor, play 27 or 28 of the 32, and not get into foul trouble. Annie Mendenhall's got the ball deep left corner being hounded. Gave it up to teammate Lana Carey for Lincoln View. Now to Welch. Welch foul line extended left. Oh, a nice little give and go with teammate Lakin Brandt, who missed the shot. Rebound down to Minster. Here comes Damaris Wolf. Left side Ivy. Ivy hook pass right corner. Here's a long one by Falk. A little short. Rebound inside, but Damaris, it rolled off the rim. Well, Minster's misfired on some close chippies.
I'm not keeping team shooting, but I'll tell you what, it can't be much more than 25%.
Yeah, I was going to say 30 at the very, very best. Right side of the floor, Lakin Brandt's got the ball for the Lincoln View Lancers, and then reaching in to possibly tie her up is Damaris Wolf, but the referee says Damaris got a piece of the shoulder of the home team's player.
Well, she did tie her up, and then the referee didn't blow the whistle fast enough, and when she turned, it made it look more like a foul. So she needed to, he needed to blow his whistle when she was tied up, and it would have been a held ball.
Exactly. Don't forget tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com, Anna Marion Local Boys from the Anna Gym. Tip off at 8, webcast time about 7:40 with our pregame. Undefeated Anna Rockets against Marion Local. Anna didn't play last night. Marion Local beat St. Henry by 5. In fact, Marion's last two games have been against St. Henry. One a 5-point win, one a 5-point loss. Here's a good post-up play by Sierra Adams, 5'10 junior for Lincoln View. Her shot hung on the rim, fell off, but she was pounded on the arm as she dropped it on the rim, and she's awarded 2 at the free throw line. 21-11 in favor of Minster. Free throw good by Sierra Adams. Second shot here by her. One bounce. It's on its way. Hit the back rim once, twice, three times. And lo and behold, Kurt Plunk. In it goes.
Same amount of points as the swish on the first one.
21-13, 8-point lead Minster. Here's Ivy Wolf on the arc, dribbling. Gives it up on the play to teammate Avery Wolf, who's in now, 5'8 junior, 4 points a game. Behind the arc, it's Hoing. Hoing spots up and shoots the three, a little hard. Weak side rebound gathered by Ebel for Lincoln View. Up the right side to Carey. Carey back to Ebel. She scampers into the lane. Defense by Minster, foul Wildcats, who got there late. Simply a case there where Minster needed to stay on the floor, and it's a 1-1. Minster's now amassed in excess of 7 fouls. That was in the act of shooting, right?
Yeah, they called that a two-shotter.
Brianna Ebel at the stripe. Wears number 3 in her back, and she drains it to make it 21-14. Lincoln View hanging around against Minster. Wildcats offensively have been subpar here today.
Yeah, this is not a real sharp contest so far, offensively so far.
Second foul shot for the 5'7 sophomore of Lincoln View is right on target. 21-15. Lead 6 for Minster. Here come the Wildcats down the floor. Richard foul line. On the arc to Avery Wolf. Available for the 3-point try. Hit the rim, no good. Caromed away. Left corner, Ivy. Swung on top to Ernst. Down inside to Richard. Lincolnview tries to block the shot, but fouls. Two free throws here for Carly. We'd like to welcome Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com for several seasons. In Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Bandauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. More savings at the website. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Both free throws by Carly Richard are dead center, and Minster's lead swells back to 8, 23-15. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Lincolnview forecourt to our right. It's Lakin Brandt. Bounces into the right corner. No one home. It goes out of bounds to Minster. Lincolnview got within 4 at 15-11 earlier in this period. A moment ago, got it back to 6 at 21-15. Minster possesses the ball now, leading by 8. Here's Avery Wolf on a weave right down the middle. Courtney Ernst all the way to the basket. Banked it home. Nice play by Courtney. And the lead mushrooms to 10 for Minster, 25-15, 2:07 to go here in the second quarter. 10 players in backcourt, 5 black shirts, 5 white shirts. Lancers inbound, and it's swiped, taken away by Minster. Here's Courtney. Deep left corner, 3. Long one chucked up there by Ivy Wolf. It caught iron. Rebound back to Ivy. She barrels into the lane. Left-handed shot. Makes it. Ruled for traveling. No goal.
Probably a good call.
1:54 remaining second quarter. Minster 25. And Van Wert Lincolnview's got 15. Inbounding, Lana Carey. Gives it up on the play to Brandt. Brandt one-on-one against Ivy Wolf, 70 feet from the basket. Brandt dribbling. Now she's doubled, in trouble. 10-second count, goes near side to Carey. Whistle blows, violation, Lincolnview. Good defense in the backcourt, administered by Minster. Inbounding for the Wildcats is Jessica Falk. Midcourt pass to Ivy Wolf. Minute and a half to go. First half of this game. Minster in the lead by 10. Carly Richard out high. Goes to Ernst. Ivy's got a screen. Spin move. Elbow on the left. There's that running left-hander. It crawled over the rim. Almost went in. The board comes down to Brandt for Lincolnview. Collision at midcourt. No foul. Deep right corner pass to Adams. Out back to Carey. A minute 10 to go. Carey dribble drives toward the baseline right. She stumbles, walked with the ball, a little bit of contact. What is ruled? Travel or a foul? It goes against Minster.
Yeah.
Minute 9 left in the second quarter. 25-15 Minster. Free throw line, Lana Carey. She dips the knees, arches it wide to the right. And Falk snares the rebound for Minster. Outlet to Ivy Wolf on the go. Top of the circle, foul line. Right flank to Avery. Oh, she's got a lane. She cuts through it to the rim. Driving layup is good. Avery Wolf with 2. Hey, Minster's lead has been stretched to a dozen, the biggest of this game. Here is a Lincolnview player, Mendenhall, dribbling down the floor against pressure. Knocked away by Minster in the corner. 48.2 left, first half. Minster 27, Lincolnview 15. On the arc, Adams. Handoff on the play to Carey. Carey right back to Mendenhall. She jacks up a 3, overshoots it. Rebound to Wolf of Minster. Outlet down to Falk. Deep left corner, Richard. Richard hands off to Avery, cutting toward the basket. It is jolted free by Lincolnview. Nice steal. Here comes Carey down the floor into the right corner. Lana hands off to teammate Lakin Brandt. tipped out of bounds by Richard of Minster with 20 seconds to go here in the first half. Inbounding carry right in front of the Minster bench. Lana throws to Mendenhall, 16, 15 seconds to go, first half. Mendenhall dribbling with the left, coming out to catch Lana Carey. They clear the floor for her, and she walked. Clear violation, Minster now with an opportunity to score last at the end of the second quarter, up 12, 27-15. Here come the Wildcats. It goes from Falk to Ivy Wolf at midcourt. Ivy fakes left, goes right, four to play. Ivy all the way to the rack, overshoots it. Strong, rebound Adams, Lincoln View, and the first half finishes. Minster 27, Lincoln View 15 after two quarters here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack with Chuck here at Van Wart Lincoln View High School, where Minster is in the lead after two quarters, 27-15. You just heard from Maury's Landing, located across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster, one of our new underwriting sponsors, another of which is Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. If you need trophies, plaques, and awards, call on Regal. Many colleges and schools in the region, including Sydney High, have preferred Regal forever. Regal Trophy and Awards, 1269 Wapak Avenue in Sydney. On the web at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Go to Goffney for high-quality furniture. Price just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney's got you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. We're priced to fit your budget with finance options, applications easy. Plus, Goffney's new innovative support report system can find your perfect fitting mattress and take advantage of 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture always on display. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's West Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75 on Route 47. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Our halftime report is being presented to you by the Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 12-point lead Minster at the break, Chuck.
Well, both teams have 15 rebounds, but Minster has 8 offensive rebounds. Lincoln View only has 1. The Lancers turned it 11 times. Minster turned it 3. So that's 7. That's 15 more possessions for Minster in the first half. They have not shot the ball well, or this would be a lot more than a 12-point lead right now. Free throw shooting, both teams shot it well. 4 of 5 for the Wildcats. Lincolnview, 7 of 8. Lincolnview had Lakin Brandt with 4, Sierra Adams with 4, 3 out of Jordan Decker before she went out with her knee injury, 2 from Ebel, and 2 from Welch. They scored 7 and 8. They have 15 in the first half. I'm still battling after that game last night. You hear my voice. Minster was led by Janae Hoying. She had 10. And then they got a lot of people with 4. They got Pringer with 4, Ernst with 4, 3 from Jessica Falk, 2 from Carly Richard, 2 from Avery Wolf, 2 from Ivy Wolf. They scored 14 and 13, and they lead it 27 to 15 at the half. Not one of their better performances, but a 12-point lead at halftime.
Yeah, the shot-making for Minster a bit shoddy here today, but the very good defense in play again. Minster giving up less than 30 points a game on the year, right on schedule, only 15 for Lincolnview here in the first two periods.
Right. I mean, they got some kids out there. I mean, Avery Wolf scored for them. Carly Richard scored for them. So, you know, and Pringer only had 4. She's a little bit below what she would normally have. Ernst came off the bench and scored 4. I thought she did a nice job. And Ivy Wolf had that real nice layup for 2, but she's 11 points below her average at halftime.
And Minster not shooting the 3-ball very well at all, below par in that category.
All right, they only made 1. Hoying hit 1. She's missed 3 or 4.
Uh-huh. That's our halftime report, about 4 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. It's Minster 27, Van Wert, Lincolnview 15. Our report here at the break brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start over 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And today we're honored to highlight the seniors for the Minster Wildcats. There are several: Danielle Barhorst, Carly Richard, Jessica Falk, Lily Peltier, Courtney Ernst, and Courtney Pringer, along with Damaris Wolf. They are the 12th graders playing for the Minster Wildcats. They hope to get to the state Final Four and bring home another state championship. Minster won it last year, beating Ottoville in the state finals to cap off a terrific season. Those are our LaCal Equipment Spotlight performers here today. LaCal and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And welcome back to Van Wert Lincoln View. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. About 20 seconds away from the start of our third quarter between the Wildcats and the Lincoln View Lancers. Minster on top by 12, 27-15. Reminding you once again tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com, Marion Local is on the road at Anna. Should be a very good boys basketball game. Tip off at 8. We're on the web online at 7:40 p.m. tonight. Marion Local at Anna. Undefeated Rockets take to the floor against Marion. Anna did not play last night. Marion Local defeated St. Henry by 5 after losing to St. Henry last Saturday by 5. We start the second half. Lincoln View possesses the basketball to our left. On the dribble is Annie Mendenhall. Ivy's all over her, 25 feet away. Ivy Wolf gets a piece of it. Courtney Pringer tracks it down, gets it for Minster. Then a double dribble is ruled against Minster as Pringer started to streak down the floor.
I'm not sure. I'm not saying she didn't double dribble, but I'm not sure why the guy 50 feet away was the one that made the call.
Lincoln View inbounding goes into backcourt to Carey. Carey, midcourt on the play to Brandt. Brandt dribbles to the left. Oh, tried to stop. Didn't get stopped. Walked with the ball. No call. Here's a handoff on the play to Mendenhall. She dashes through the lane. Gets a push in the back. Missed it. No good. Foul, though, against Minster. Not ruled a shooting foul. Ball out of bounds to Lincoln View. Baseline right. Right of the rim. Inbound to deep right corner. Mendenhall's got it. Feeds the post to Brandt, right back to Mendenhall. Picked off on the play by Pringer of Minster. Down the floor to Maris Wolf. Top of the circle, Ivy Wolf. Left side pass, it goes to Hoing. She tried to enter into the middle to Pringer. Stolen on the play by Sierra Adams of Lincoln View. Go ahead, Chuck.
You got a 6'2 girl there. You need to throw the ball up to her, not down around her ankles.
Yeah, good point. Well, we played a minute, no score, second half, three-point shot, Adams short by Lincoln View, rebound, Janae Hoing, down the floor to Damaris trailing the play, baseline left, open shooter, Falk, bingo, she's got it. Jessica Falk breaks the ice here in the third quarter. As she was not guarded, nobody checked her, and a good bounce pass back to her, and she drained a 16-footer. Falk connects for Minster. Lincoln View gets a timeout. 6:39 left in the third. Minster's biggest lead, 14-29-15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Well, Lincolnview, after the timeout, turned it over. Minster's got it back. Here's Hoying. Here's Damaris Wolf, 25 feet away on the right. 6:20 left in the third. Minster up 14. Hoying outside the arc on the left. Might have gotten away with a walk. Split a couple defenders and hit a banker on the dead run.
I think she did the Euro step.
Janae Hoying has got that step and that shot down pat. The lead 16 for Minster. Here's Lincolnview in backcourt. Racing down the floor, three-on-two break. They beat pressure from Minster. A shot at the rim by Carey falls off. Rebound Minster, foul against the Lancers.
She did everything but make the basket. That was a heck of a play by Carey to get it to the rim.
Minster basketball up the floor, left to right. We are perched right here near center court. Just to the right of the 50-yard line at the end of the Minster bench. At the scorer's table here at Lincolnview High School. Coming off a screen, wide open is Damaris Wolf. Look out, she pots in a 22-footer. Second triple of the afternoon for Minster. Damaris drills it. A long one, a high-arching floater. The lead swells to 34-15. Lincolnview back down the floor in a hurry. Shot missed, in and out by Brandt. Long rebound to Welch, it's short. And then Minster jerks down the board. Here come the Wildcats, 2-on-1. Pringer hits the trailer Hoying. Then Hoying circles the wagons. Goes to Pringer in the lane. No look pass, left corner. And a shot is drained. A long two by Falk. She hit the first goal of the third quarter. Lights it up again, 36-15. Minster's lead has swollen to 21. By far its biggest of the afternoon. We've got an over-guarding foul against Minster in the half court. 5 minutes left in the third.
Well, I can't add because I've got 10 points they scored here in the third quarter, which should make it 37. Because that last one was a two.
The last basket by Falk
was a... They have two twos and two threes, and that's 10 points. At least it was when I went to school. I know they do the new math now.
Here's a long cross-court pass to Ebel for Lincolnview. Then she comes right back the other way with a 15-foot pass. Intercepted by Ivy Wolf. Down the floor to Hoying with the left hand. Swirling to the rim. She banked it in again. What a play by Janae Hoying.
Yeah, she's pretty terrific.
38-15. Lincolnview behind now by 23 as Minster begins to warm up. Ball thrown to the post by Lincolnview to Adams. On the arc, it's Kendall Bollenbacher, a 5'10 freshman. She gave it up, got it back. Bollenbacher, left-hand dribble. Goes near side to Ebel. Left corner, Brandt. Brandt goes to the post to Adams. She tries to squeeze off a 7-footer. Minster player Ivy Wolf got a mitt on the top of the leather, but apparently a piece of the hand as well, and it's a foul. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Minster exploding here in the third quarter after a slow start to the second half. Free throw by Sierra Adams is on the money. 38-16 in favor of Minster. Second shot, yes. 38-17, Minster. Halftime score was 27-15. Minster's outscored Lincolnview 11-2 here in the third. That was the first couple of points by Lincolnview here in the second half. Long three-point shot. Damaris Wolf of Minster hits the iron, jettisons into the right corner, and it's hammered out of bounds by Lincolnview on the baseline, but in the corner, Minster throws in. Here's Falk. Here's Ivy Wolf in the lane area. It's dished off on the play to Damaris. Out of Hoying, 25 feet out. Here's Pringer catching straight away. Janae in the left corner. Goes opposite to Falk. High right to Ivy. Wanted to drive. Couldn't. Now back to Janae. Shot fake. There she goes again. Worms her way into the lane. Doesn't shoot. High right. It's fed to Falk. Here's Damaris looking for Pringer on the inside. Ball rotated left wing to Janae. She tries to spot Pringer. Oh, the lane is open for Janae. She goes baseline to the rack. Two more. Boy, Janae Hoying has been driving to the basket in nifty style here this afternoon. This Lincolnview team, so conscious of Pringer in the middle, it's opening up roads to the basket for other Minster players. And the Wildcats have now stormed to a 40-17 lead. Bad pass, Lincolnview, taken away by Janae Hoing, who darts down the floor, goes to Pringer, baseline right. Pringer, high overhead, pass opposite to Falk, left side jumper, hit the rim, no good, over the back foul against Pringer or Damaris Wolf of Minster.
We called on Courtney, that's going to be her third.
The one fault I find, Chuck, in Minster's offensive play here today, not entering it cleanly very often to Courtney Pringer.
No, they're doing a good job of surrounding her, but that's opening up for everybody else.
40-17, Minster up by 23. Long cross-court pass to Welch. Passes, has it batted right back to her. Then Mendenhall gets it. Foul line, Bollenbacher. Deep left corner, Adia Welch. Welch goes cross-court, touched by Janae Hoing, deflected. It's loose, and Janae traces it down. Two on one, Pringer cherry-picking, layup, yes. Courtney Pringer gets the goal. 42-17, Minster up 25, full timeout Lincolnview. A minute 58 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., 8 growing divisions. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Well, we got a turnover against Lincolnview after the inbounds pass. Mistake by the Lancers.
I think the mistake was by the official.
Yep, I agree. Head coach Dan Williamson for Lincolnview looking on mysteriously.
She jumped from the forecourt, caught the ball in the air, so she didn't. The rule is you have to have both feet and the ball in the forecourt. She didn't have the ball until she landed in the backcourt. Could not be over and back.
Right. Minster with possession up 25. Lincolnview without a field goal here in the second half. Dribble drive into the lane. Pass to Barhorst, who's in now. Left flank. 17-footer swirled around the rim two times and spun out. Here comes Mendenhall dribbling down the floor for Lincolnview. Oh, a nice steal. Good takeaway by Damaris Wolf. Long lead out Hoing. Left it short in a crowd. Stick back Richard, no. Barhorst is there for the garbage. Fouled on the arm, and she is awarded two. 42-17 in favor of Minster. One thing the Wildcats do as well as anybody is run the floor.
And they run the floor without turning it over.
Yes. How many mistakes for Minster in this game, Chuck? Half dozen, maybe?
They got five turnovers.
I was going to say that five or six max. Free throw, Danielle Barhorst, left-hander, in. Second one, long. Good screen off in the paint area by Sellers of Lincolnview, who gobbles up the rebound. Down the floor to Carey. Landed Carey through the paint area. On the run, it is skipping off the rim. Tough break. Rebound, Minster, forecourt right. Richard, look at her go to work. All the way to the cup for two. Outstanding three-on-two fast break by Minster, which leads 45-17. Still, Lincoln View without a field goal here in the second half. We're down to 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Dribbling into the lane, Carey. Left it for a teammate in the right corner. And Carey bulldozed her way after passing off the basketball and charged. Good call by the referee.
Hoying took that, and that's one of the few people out there that is about her size.
35.1 left, third quarter of this game. 45-17. Minster in the lead by 28. It was 27-15 at the half. Lincoln View, not a field goal here in the third quarter, just a couple made free throws. Minster throws cross court and tries to enter into the middle, swatted out of bounds off Lincoln View. Lily Peltier, 5'10 senior in for Minster. Left of the rim, ball lobbed by Courtney Ernst on top to Janae Hoing. 14 ticks in the clock, third quarter. Here's Richard. Now Janae straight on, 8-7. Janae on the bounce, veers left. Down the lane, shoots a runner, 8-footer, hit the heel, kicked out of bounds off Lincoln View. 1.3 remaining, time for a quick jumper, or maybe a lob into the lane. There is the lob into Peltier right in front, up with a shot, it hangs on the iron and falls to the floor. Three periods in the books here at Lincoln View, which didn't score a field goal in the third quarter. Minster 45, Van Wert Lincoln View 17. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
And welcome back to Van Wert Lincoln View High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Minster exploding in that third quarter, outscoring Lincoln View to the tune of 18-2. Not one basket from the floor for the Lincoln View Lancers, who are behind by 18. It was a 15-11 game at one point, 21-15 at one point. Minster pushed it to a dozen at intermission, and in that third quarter, the Wildcats ran away with this game. Here's Lincoln View 30 feet away. It's Lakin Brandt. Very good defense, causing a five-second call. Nicely done by Ivy Wolf. What a play by Ivy. That's the defense that head coach Mike Wiss's Wildcats are noted for.
I was too busy looking to count my points, knowing that it should be 46.
Yeah, something has happened to a point in this game. Minster has lost it. 3-second call against Minster down to a right. Yeah, I don't know what's happened, Chuck.
I guess in the scheme of things, it's not that big a deal.
We were correct at the half at 27, right?
Correct.
Here is Lakin in backcourt with the basketball for Lincoln View. Up ahead to Mendenhall. Mendenhall's got the ball on a weave. Goes to Sellers. Now here's Brandt. Throws a bullet pass, baseline right for Ebel. Off the palm of her hand, out of bounds. Well, we've played 9 minutes almost here in the second half. Lincoln View not a bucket from the floor in the first 9 minutes since halftime. Here's Richard on the arc for Minster. Left hand bounce. Looks for Peltier on the pick and roll. Goes opposite to the three-point shooter. In and out by Ivy Wolf. Barhorst has got the stick back. 47-17, Minster in the lead. Up the floor, Mendenhall for Lincoln View. Bounce pass right side to Ebel. Ebel goes high post right to Sierra Adams. Dumps it right back to Ebel. She launches a three, a little heavy. Weak side rebound, Richard. for Minster. Backcourt, Ivy Wolf. Ahead, it goes to a teammate. Dribbling in from the right wing is Ernst. Ernst carves out space in the lane, and it's ruled a jump. Lincoln View got hands on the arms of Ernst, but did pin the ball up against Ernst's chest. No foul. Ball out of bounds to Minster. Wildcats get the arrow. 6:25 to go. Fourth quarter. 47-17 Minster. Ball lobbed to Barhorst in the lane. Head fake, a second one. Left it short. Rebound tap. Barhorst retrieves. Cross court pass. Ivy in the lane. Pulls up. 10-footer. Makes it. Nice play, Ivy Wolf. Little head fake from three-point land and then darted below the foul stripe, and she sank the shot. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 49-17 in favor of Minster. Long three-pointer, deep left corner shot, Mendenhall, no good. Got the long rebound back, missed a hook shot in the lane. It comes away to Minster, down the floor, Richard, on the dead run. Fast break up and in by Richard, foul, Lincoln View. Boy, the Minster players off the bench, Chuck, are ready and able. They are lighting up the scoreboard.
Well, they called the foul on Lincoln View, but actually it was Barhorst that fouled Richard on the shot.
Carly Richard nailed it. Now, wait a minute. Apparently the 2 points are wiped off the board. They go out of bounds beneath the basket.
Well, they put them on the scoreboard.
Yep, scoreboard shows 51. Yep, there's a glitch somewhere. Here's Ivy Wolf. Deep left corner, Avery. Passes off foul line to teammate Lauren Mox, is in now, a 5'9 junior.
They must have called the foul after the ball went in.
Maybe so. Here's Avery Wolf, deep right corner, Peltier. Scoreboard still registers 51. Baseline bounce pass for the cutting Richard. It is poked out of bounds by Lincoln View with 5:21 to go in the fourth. Richard inbounding for Peltier. Now to Ivy, 25 feet away. Fakes right, goes left. Leaves it behind her for a teammate. Three-point shooter is Avery. It hits the flange. Rebound, Karam's right corner. Tracked down by Adams of Lincoln View. Outlet pass goes to Lana Carey. Jump shot from 15. Misses. Rebound, Minster. Here's Ivy Wolf. Hard drive down the floor. Pulls up on a dime below the foul line. Good. That is patented Ivy Wolf right there.
This is Minster basketball the second half. They kind of coasted in the first half.
53-17, 4:40 left here in the fourth quarter. Not sure, Chuck, there's anybody better in the area in girls basketball than Ivy Wolf when it comes to going pell-mell down the floor and stopping hard on a spot and then gently lofting in a 12- or 15-foot jump shot. Turnover by Lincoln View. Minster gets it back. Angling into the lane area goes Richard. Ball is fought away from her, but Lincoln View goes out of bounds. 4:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. 53-17 in favor of Minster. Good round of applause from the Minster throng behind us as Ivy Wolf checks out. Here's Mox. Right side of the floor. Shot faked by Avery. She goes beneath the basket, hands off to Peltier. She bobbles a bit on the baseline, and the ball hit the stripe. 4:10 left in the fourth. 53-17 Minster. Still, Lincoln View without a field goal in the second half and only 2 points. This was a 27-15 game at the half. It's a 26-2 second half. Minster. 30 feet out, Sierra Adams dribbling. Deals the ball to Lana Carey. She flies her way down the right side of the lane. Shoots it high off the window, no good. Stick back by Mendenhall, no good. Down to Minster. Here come the Cats. 25 feet away with it is Courtney Ernst. Goes baseline to Peltier. Shoots a 7-footer, a little shy of the mark. Rebound down to Adams of Lincoln View. 3:20 to go in the game. 53-17 Minster. Center court, Brandt. Right side, Carey. Carey checked by Ernst. Carey fell down, lost it. Ernst touched it. Out of bounds to Lincoln View. 3:15 to go, fourth quarter.
Well, we need Mox and Peltier to score, and everybody dressed will have scored in the game.
There you go. Inbounding, baseline right, Atlantic carry. Pitches out back to Adia Welch, left-hand dribble. Deep right corner, three ball by Carey. Bouncing around, no good. Still not a field goal, second half for Lincoln View. Long lead out down the floor, Minster Peltier all the way to the basket. She banked it down. Nice play. Who threw that pass? It was a quarterback post pattern.
It was Avery Wolf.
Avery Wolf dialed up Peltier, who caught it 70 feet away. She sprinted to the rim, laid it through, give and go by Lincoln View down the lane. Ebel makes it. Nice play, Brianna Ebel. First field goal here in the second half for Lincoln View.
They've only got five for the game.
55-19, Minster. That's how good Minster's defense has been here against Lincoln View today. As Chuck just noted, five baskets for the entire contest. Only one in the second half. 2:18 to play in the fourth. Outside the arc on the right, Avery Wolf. She's got a little crease. Enters that seam into the lane. Missed a runner. Rebound Lincoln View. Stolen by Richard. Jump shot from 10. Rattled out. Rebound Lincoln View. Deep left corner Welch all the way to the rim. Banked it in. 55-21. Advanced to 12-0 on the year. Minster's won three games in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Unbeaten, of course, in league action. And this victory will make it 12-0 for Minster, which travels to Coldwater on Thursday at Fort Loramie on Saturday. It gets much tougher mighty quick for the Minster Wildcats. We got a loose ball out near center circle. Players dive for it. There's a jump and sue. Maybe a foul call against Lincoln View. Yep. Minute 21 to go. 55-21 in favor of Minster, which after next week's games plays Marion Local home on the 17th, a good Dayton Carroll team, Division II club, in the flying to the hoop on the 19th, at New Bremen on the 24th, home with Anna and Versailles on the 26th and 31st, at Ottoville on February 4th. Minster with a light schedule so far, but it ramps up in a hurry. Minster, bad pass, far side of the floor. Lincoln View on the run out, down the court, carry. Hits a cutter behind her. Ebel layup in. 55-23. Minster in the lead. Lincoln View without a bucket here in the second half for about the first 14 minutes has reeled off three in the last minute and a half plus. Here's a ball fumbled in the right corner by Minster. Lincoln View gets it back. 36 seconds left in the fourth. Inside the arc, left wing, Lana Carey. 15-foot jump shot, swish. 55-25 in favor of Minster.
It's a scoring frenzy.
Indeed. Down to 20 seconds to go in the fourth. Straight away with the ball is Avery Wolf, right corner Peltier, 11-10. Here's Mox with it now for Minster. The Wildcats will be content to dribble it out. Carly Richard handles, and that's going to do it. Minster, 55. Van Wert, Lincoln View, 25. The Wildcats win it by 30. The biggest lead had swollen to as many as 36, I think. It was only 12 at the halftime break, 27-15. Minster wins 55-25. We'll return to wrap it up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
The Minster Wildcats today shot it poorly in the first half, shot much better in the second half, ran the floor extremely well over the final two quarters, and pulled away to throttle Lincoln View easily by a final score of 55-25. At one point, Chuck, I think it was 55-19. It wound up a 30-point victory, only 12 at the half. Minster shared the ball beautifully, as they always do, and one constant great defense. Lincoln View, not a field goal. First 14 minutes of the second half of this game.
Yeah, they hit some at the end there when they had the subs out there. The second half was Minster basketball, and they played really well. The scoring, individual scoring for Lincoln View, they had six from Ebel and six from Adams, all from the free throw line. Young lady was 6 for 6 from the free throw line. On the other side, they were led by Janae Hoeing with 16. And then, we got, 8 from Falk and 6 from Ivy Wolf and 6 from Courtney Pringer. They just well balanced. The only one that didn't score was Lauren Mox because she didn't take a shot.
That's a scorebook that you rarely see. I'm looking down the point total column. 6-2-3, 16-6-8-2-4-6-3. You talk about everybody contributing at least a little bit.
Yep, yeah, and it was a terrific game. Second half they played really well. Turned them over 23 times. Out-rebounded them 28-26. And for our Clancy's player of the game, it's got to be Janae Hoeing.
Oh, she sparkled. Janae Hoeing wins it. Clancy's award winner today. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Minster Wildcats now 12-0 after the 55-25 win over Van Wert Lincoln View here today. Lincoln View now 3-7 on the year. Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com tonight. Tip off at 8 on the web, online on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:40. Now don't forget, 1 week from today, Minster plays at Fort Loramie, and we've got that game for you. Tip-off 2:30, scoresbroadcast.com begins its webcast at 2:10 next Saturday. Again, our anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. 7:40 webcast time tonight, Marion Local at Anna. Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer bidding you good afternoon from Van Wert Lincoln View. Our final tally, Minster 55, Lincoln View 25.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.